prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Wednesday, 16 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I really do. Now, tomorrow, of course, if everything goes the way it's planned, tomorrow will be Thursday. And we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, hoping to hear from y'all. I mean that seriously. And I want to just if you just want to say hi or if you have something you ask a question or place an order or donation, whatever, we'll be in the office tomorrow. Chris will be here tomorrow also. Please do keep Crystal's daddy, John, in your prayers. He went to see a doctor today, to see an immunologist. They're going to start chemo on his tumors in his head for a week. Then they're going to see about doing immunology. There's a lot going on, folks, with Johnny. He's not gaining ground at all and losing some, obviously. So please keep Crystal, her mommy Judy, her brother Lane, and, of course, her daddy Johnny in your prayers. Please do that. Now, Crystal will be here tomorrow. Next week, she won't be here because that's when we'll be taking him for some chemotherapy. So just keep that in prayer, and maybe the Lord intervene on that, okay? That's important. But again, tomorrow being in office, we'll be in office tomorrow. And, by the way, I almost forgot this, we'll be having Bible study again this weekend. It's the third Saturday at 10:30 a.m. You can come and join us if you want on PastorButch.com and go to the live stream. The live stream is going to be going away. It's been bought out by another company that's very woke, liberal, and it cost a fortune to be on there. So we may have to, we're probably looking maybe something like Rumble or whatever to take the place of that. We'll let you know when we get to it. But live stream being bought out. It's going to be going away. So watch it while you can this weekend, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Go to PastorBush.com and join us 10:30 for our prayer request, prayer report time. At 11 o'clock, we'll go into the Christian Worldview News segment. And at 1 o'clock, into Bible study. And I hope you'll join us. I really mean that. And if you don't have internet, you can listen on the phone by calling 339-209-5013. We want you to join us, folks. That's why I put this out there. Believe me, if y'all weren't out there and the people were not at praying for us and helping us, we couldn't be here. So don't you ever think that you're not important to us, because you are important to us. Remember that. Very important. And tomorrow, if you want to call in and get the affidavit of immunity sent to you just for the cost of postage, call tomorrow and let us know. The office will be open tomorrow. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you tomorrow. That's why we're in the office tomorrow. And I mean that. That's, we want to hear from you. You all are important to us, very important to us. Now, our guest tonight, I've had on before in the past, is a fine lady. Her name is Sherry Few, F-E-W. She is with the United States Parents Involved in Education, USPIA, USPI. And boy, have they got their hands full. You know, I had on Christy Hutcherson on Monday night. What a powerful lady trying to expose what's happening in the border and the sex slaves coming across the border and what's happening behind the scenes. Things that were unspeakable that she has seen with her own eyes, like the eating of organs of people coming across the border. Folks, this is all real. I know it sounds like fairy tale, but it's not fairy tale. It's real. Doug Thornton on last night, an ex-Marine, who's 100% disabled from fighting in battles. He knows now there were just games that make people rich. And by the way, so far, the United States military complex that builds the weapons has somewhere profit around $400 billion so far this year. They're going to break it this year. But they profit $400 billion last year. And, of course, some in England and also in Spain are manufacturing, getting rich off of war. War is very profitable. General Smedley Butler wrote a book entitled War is a Racket. And boy, is it ever. Tonight we have Sherry Few coming on for a different topic, different direction. Christy was talking about what's happening across with the border crossers and fighting everywhere to stop this and trying to stand against immorality. Sherry Few will talk what's happening in the schools tonight and a whole lot more. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch.
It is so good to have you. You're always fun to have when you're so upbeat and you're such a sweetheart, and it's good to have you. And I want to thank you for what you're trying to do. Before we get started, though, I know we have a lot of new listeners tonight. Please, if you would, tell the folks who you are, where you come from, what you did when you first got into adulthood, and how you got involved in this.
Okay. So I live in South Carolina, and I'm the mother of four boys. All of them attended government schools, and when my children were in middle school, I started noticing some real issues with the curriculum. There was some insidious sex education that I decided I was inappropriate, not just for my children, but for all children. So I formed an organization in our state called South Carolina Parents Involved in Education. That was back in 2001, and we fought some of these insidious standards on sex ed, and we were successful. So we remained organized and continue to fight for proper curriculum for education in our state. And then we expanded into a national organization in 2015, United States Parents Involved in Education. And I was able to do that by communicating with people like myself all around the country who had led the fight in their state against the Common Core standards, only to have a few years later, after all of their hard work, have the standards rebranded. And we still have those Common Core standards in every state in the nation except for Florida, who has recently adopted new standards. So that's how we formed United States Parents Involved in Education. I'm the founder and president, and our mission is to close the U.S. Department of Education, end all federal education mandates, and return local and parental control of education.
Wow. You bit off a big chunk to chew on, young lady. You really did. You really did. I mean, you picked about the biggest giant in the country to take on. Mm. God bless you for that. And by the way, are you seeing any hope of shutting down the Department of Education or anything along those lines? Are you seeing any glimmer of all that headway being made and people starting to get their eyes open on that?
You know, it's a popular campaign platform for nearly every candidate you hear running for office. They all want to close the U.S. Department of Ed, but who actually has a plan and tries to implement it? So our organization developed what we call a blueprint to demonstrate how it can be done, and we've shared that extensively. But, you know, since the presidential election was stolen a few years ago and we lost control of Congress, we realized as an organization it would be very difficult to achieve our goals with that kind of political leadership. So we kind of shift our attention back to the states. We have 22 state chapters, and we're adding them all the time. And so most recently, in fact, it's hot off the press. It's on our website. We've developed a blueprint for how states can wean themselves off the federal funding. Because of all of the outrage by parents in the last few years, with everything that's being taught in the government schools, some states are actually beginning to talk about that. Tennessee is one state that established a committee to review, the funding that they're receiving and just look at the whole situation. So I think this new blueprint that we've developed is very timely. It's a much easier task for a state to wean themselves off and refuse the funding than to cut off the head of the snake, if you will, on the federal level, although that is still an achievable goal and something we plan to continue to work on.
Well, you know, it really is hard to wean off the government, though. I mean, it really is. That's been an axe held over the state's necks for many years, keep them in line. If you don't do this, we'll cut off the federal funds. Well, you know, I've always had the idea, no problem. You cut off the federal fund, we'll cut off our federal taxes. We'll just keep them inside the state. How's that for an idea? You know, I mean, that's simple notion. That'll cause problems. Well, you think you're fixing problems by trying to do anything different? I mean, so far, they're not paying much attention to us. Let's cut off the funding, keep it within the state, and run our own state. Now, that's a novel idea. Let's become sovereign states again. Gee, that's kind of like it used to be, supposed to be. What an idea, huh?
That's exactly how it is supposed to be. And I think that's why states are beginning to realize, you know, it's just gotten so crazy with some of the edicts that are coming out of the Biden administration. You know, it started with the transgender bathrooms with Obama, actually. And now it's escalated. Every year there's something new that they're threatening to withhold funds. I think this year it was free and reduced lunch money. They were going to cut off their free and reduced lunch money if they didn't have these transgender policies in their districts. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's a novel idea, but an idea whose time has come. And the thing that most people don't realize is that most states, on average, only get about 10% of their education budget from the federal government. So one of the first steps in our blueprint for states to wean themselves off federal funding is for the state to do a cost of compliance study. And in that study, I think that they will learn that all of the staff and other functions that are required to go along with all the mandates, the strings that come with the money, they're going to find that even that 10%, they may only be netting 4 or 5% because
That's
of the
true.
Cost to comply with all the regulations. So it's, while that could be still a large sum of money, it is small percentage-wise, and that's where states need to realize that they shouldn't sacrifice 100% of their classrooms for only a small percentage of federal funding.
Well, they're sacrificing their children for the money. That's
sad
part. We're sacrificing the minds and souls of our children for the money. Well, I just put it this way. Christ says, better the millstone hung around your neck and cast into the sea. I mean, I'm talking about not just the ones who directly do that, hurt children, but those who tolerate it are just as guilty. So, and I know that's hard, but it doesn't change the facts, does it?
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. You know, I did an interview earlier today with Alex McFarland, and he was telling me that he had run into a chief financial officer of a school district who was a Christian, and he was resigning his job. They were begging him to stay, offered him more money. But he said as a Christian, he can no longer be a part of it. And so even though he wasn't involved with the curriculum and those decisions, he was involved with the funding aspect that was funding all of this. And
yes.
He just decided that he was convicted and could no longer be a part of that.
Well, you know, there was a time in this country that the southern states, we'll say from Virginia, West Virginia, right on down, were considered more conservative and more concerned about moral issues and wouldn't tolerate nonsense. Well, that is changing. I mean, the whole country is going in the direction of total immorality and right into hell. I mean, in North Carolina, I just briefly mentioned this. You can cover because you all did fight this. The USPIE did fight this. Announced that the Millstone of the Month award for August goes to North Carolina Governor. Now, this is North Carolina Governor, folks, Roy Cooper, for vetoing a bill protecting parental rights. Along with the vote vetoing the Parents' Bill of Rights, Cooper also vetoed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act and the Gender Transition Minors Bill, calling the bill's triple threat of political culture wars. I mean, what? What do you think? You know, I have to. It's hard for me to imagine, Sherry, that this governor, this so-called governor, could be stupid enough to not know that he's the one who's causing the culture war. He's the one who's causing the division. Yeah, I know that people out there would get upset, perhaps that are sexual deviants, but the people, the mass of people, don't want their children exposed to these things. They don't want their girls playing sports and with boys and boys in their locker rooms. So how can this Cooper guy be so ignorant to think that we're the problem? I mean, that has to be one of the most asinine statements I've ever heard. We're causing the culture war? No, we're not. No, we're not. We're just wanting normalcy in the schools, are we not?
Oh, yes. What we want is the truth, for one thing. You know, we no longer teach the truth in government schools. You know, it's not scientifically possible for a boy to be a girl or vice versa. And so, you know, these ideologies, it's all they are being taught as though they're true. And children are actually being groomed into these lifestyles.
That's true.
And let me give you a positive note on North Carolina. I got this email just a few minutes ago from the Family Policy Alliance. And today, the North Carolina legislature overrode the governor's veto.
Amen.
So they put him back in his place. Yes.
Amen.
So, you know, the legislature passed these bills because they knew that's what their constituents wanted, to protect children from these harmful, irreversible transitions. And that's why they passed these bills. And so for him to veto them, they turned around and said, no, sir. So they overrode the governor's veto. So that's the good news in North Carolina.
Amen. I read a statement the other day. There are over 8 billion people in this world, and every one of them had a female for a mother. That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yes, this is true. Yes, it is.
And you would think that would be enough to settle the argument, it's done, it's over with, but it isn't true. I mean, that doesn't work that way anymore. Insanity rules in so many places today, and it's a duty of the church to speak up and make a difference while we can, because it's coming a time when we won't be able to do anything about it. It's coming a time when it's going to be too late. Well, as far as this country goes, it's already too late to turn around. But for the souls of the children, it's not too late. We got to fight for this. And also, I know that I have an article here about concerning y'all at what took place in Maine. They paid a drag queen $1,000 out of a school, $15,000 grant, to Nellie Mae Education Foundation. And they brought in a drag queen to act in the public school in Maine. I mean, and the name of this so-called drag queen was Priscilla Poppycox. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is for real. I wish I wasn't making it up. I mean, this is, and they, by the way, this is really mild, some of the things I've uncovered lately and what's going on in this country. I mean, I won't get into it because I know we have children listening, but this is really mild stuff because of what's going on behind the scenes that they don't really report a whole lot on. And what are you seeing out there, Sherry, that is, I mean, you know, you're fighting battles everywhere. What's going on there? What is your main focus, or one of your main focuses?
Well, we're trying to continue to promote our film, Truth and Lies in American Education, and I'll give the website. It's truthandliesfilm.us. So we produce this film. You know, we're not a very wealthy organization. We are primarily volunteers, and we raised $150,000. It took us a year to raise the money, but we knew how important it was to educate people, to sound the alarm, for people to wake up and recognize what's happening in our government schools. So this film exposes all of that. It exposes the overt sexualization of children, the critical Marxist theories, the anti-American and anti-Christian propaganda. We've interviewed experts, and they've written books on these topics. And we have great examples that we provide in the film. And the film is a true story of my daughter-in-law and her journey, learning all these things for herself as she was making decisions about how best to educate my grandchildren. So it's really an eye-opening film. I think it's the most important thing that people need to do first is to become informed and accept the truth about what's being taught in schools, which are lies. There are a lot of lies that children are being taught, and it's harmful to them. We really think that the government schools and their indoctrination is tantamount to child abuse. And so we're warning parents to get their kids out, and we're encouraging taxpayers and Christians and freedom-loving Americans to get involved in this fight, to go to our website, uspie.org, uspie.org, and sign up to join the movement. See if there's a chapter in your state, and get involved and help us, because we need a grassroots army to take this battle on. We know that it's a spiritual battle, a battle of good versus evil, but we still need all the manpower, and we need prayer warriors, and it's an effort that must take place, because not only parents who have children in government schools, but even, you know, taxpayers and, like I said, freedom-loving Americans need to be concerned, because there's an intentional agenda in these schools, and the agenda is to disrupt our country, to divide us, to pit us against one another, and that's what Marxist theories do. And then the overt sexualization is a part of that. So there's a thing called culturally relevant pedagogy that was formed in the 90s that's very popular in the schools now, and they embed all of these critical Marxist theories in them, and they suggest that, you know, white heterosexual males and especially Christians are all oppressors, and then on the other side, those who are oppressed are women, LGBTQ, and what they call minority religion. So, you know, they pit everybody against one another with an intentional agenda to destroy our constitutional republic, and that's the end game. So if people don't get involved and help us in this fight, there's other organizations that are fighting too. We need to all work together and stop the indoctrination of children in government schools before we lose our constitutional republic.
Well, did you read a book by any chance written many years ago by a fine lady, entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America? Charlotte Isabey wrote the book. She spoke at one of her seminars on my radio show in the past. She passed away a year or so ago. Such a sweet lady, and had a burden for that. She worked in the Reagan administration in the Department of Education. But she wrote a book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Now, not only are they deliberately dumbing down, Sherry, where the students in high school don't even know who won the Civil War. They ask who the president was during the Civil War, and they said Ronald Reagan. I mean, they're deliberately dumbing down our students about our history, our culture. They're destroying that inside and out, and they're perverting their minds and souls at the same time with all this nonsense, all this filth. So I don't understand why anybody would have the children in a public school today know what's happening. And a lot of them, by the grace of God, are pulling out of there. Praise God for that. But they're still affecting this country. But they're literally dumbing down our children to the point they don't know anything about history. They have no idea about what the culture was, who founded this country, where they come from, what their ideals were. That's not being taught. But now they know how to put a condom on a banana when they're about 5 years old. I mean, by the way, this is in Germany, but this is true. They now have rooms where they put toddlers in, four, five, six-year-old children, in the rooms, let them get naked and explore each other's bodies. True story.
Hmm.
Now, that'll be in America soon if we don't stop it.
Right. I'm not surprised. I did some research recently on the United Nations and the World Health Organization and curriculum that they're promoting, and it actually promotes pedophilia.
Oh, yes.
And there were some examples. There was examples of curriculum in Europe that was being used with very young children on things like you just mentioned.
Well, you know, I started on the radio back in March 1993. That's been a couple of years ago. I've been doing this for a while. And I had some papers come into my hand. Some of them were military papers, newspapers, some were other article, different papers come into my hand. And some of the articles I felt led to laminate and keep them, and I did. Now, that's been back in 94, 95. That's been a long time ago. But this past weekend at our Bible study, I did teaching on New Testament prophecy, and I read to them that in 1994, I believe it was, or five, I get the paper and look at it again. They that this in a newspaper now, They talk about the normalizing of pedophilia that far back. That far back. Now, it didn't happen overnight. You know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It took them a long time. 1960s, I grew up in the 60s. I went in the military in 67. I was a teenager in the 60s. I saw what was happening. I saw the cross-dressing between boys and girls and making unisex clothing. I saw the boys get long hair and girls get more masculine. And then as time progressed, it went to the point now that boys try me girls and girls try me boys. And a man in Michigan is suing his boyfriend because he was castrated and saved the testicles, put them in a freezer, and his boyfriend took them. He won't give them back to him. This is in America today. This started long, long, long ago with simple old things nobody thought anything about, like bikinis and miniskirts, or own them there. And that now we're into the place now that not only are we dressing the same, we're trying to change our bodies to fit the sex that we think we ought to be, and are teaching in schools and in California and Washington State's already passed a law that if your child wants to change sex, you don't let them, they'll come and take your children from you. Now, this is happening in America, folks. That's why I would not put a dog in public school. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. But anyway, I don't mean to get started. I don't want to get started and start preaching here, Sherry. But this irritates me that this is happening in our country. And I have six grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. And I don't like to think about them going through this. I had to fight this. Thank God that a couple of them have never been vaccinated, because they didn't vaccinate the children. The children will get sick. My middle son did not vaccinate his two children. They didn't have a sick day in their life. Now they're not vaccinating their children. So I'm really honored about that. But this is America today, and it happened on my watch. Now, you're a young lady. It didn't all happen on your watch. But it happened on my watch, and I was too ignorant to know the difference. Even when I started preaching back in the 40-some years ago, I knew things were wrong, but I didn't understand what was going on yet. I had to grow in Christ and knowledge. Now I look back on it, and I've watched the church, particularly the church, sit back and basically do nothing while the world went to hell. You go ahead. I'll shut up a minute.
No, you're preaching it, Pastor. That's great. You know, and you're absolutely right. It's just a mess. Everything is upside down. It's like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, surely the last days, because it says that, you know, it'll be like the days of Noah. And I believe we are in the days of Noah. I would have never thought 20 years ago that our country would look like this. I'm sure many people did not. And, you know, you talked earlier about the South and how they used to be conservative. Well, my recent op-ed that I wrote, I talked about South Carolina, Idaho, and North Dakota, all presumably very conservative states. And I have examples in each one of those states where laws have been written, like the one in North Carolina, to protect children, and yet they're saying they're just going to ignore those laws.
Oh, my. All right, folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. And we'd like to say, if you want to talk to us tonight, you feel free to call in, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Folks, we're trying to get the news out there. Let's try and get them to fight this. Let's do that, okay? Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
You know, folks, you got to ask yourself a question. Are our children worth fighting for? Are they worth fighting for? Do we care enough to get off the couch, get involved, and stand for the truth? Do we? Whether it's with what Sherry's doing or Christy's doing. You know, we bring this information to you not to entertain you. This is not for entertainment, folks. This is not for entertainment purposes. This is to bring truth out, to let you know what's happening in this country that's contrary to the laws of God, and it should be contrary to every decent man, woman, and child in this nation. The sad part is the churches may know it, but they're silent about it. They don't want to talk about it. They're afraid of offending people. And I've always asked this question, Sherry. Do you think they offended Christ because they crucified Christ because he didn't offend anybody? You think it was just too nice that they had to kill him?
No, I think Jesus was controversial, and they call us controversial, so we're in good company.
Didn't he say that if they hated me, they're going to hate you?
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know why people are so afraid of offending somebody, makes somebody mad. It's a big deal. You make them mad, at least you're thinking about it. You know, I mean, I've always said when I'm preaching, I either want to make you glad or mad. If you're glad, then praise God, you're on the right side. If you're mad, at least you're thinking about it. I reached you. At least I have your attention. Okay, that to me, that's important.
Well, you know, I was just going to share that I kind of had a recent revelation about that because I'm involved with my local Republican Party, Just got involved recently. It had been many, many years ago. Decided to get back in. Felt like God was calling me to do it. And I was kind of set up with all of these people. You know, they were going to be mad at me if I started calling out people that were wrong. But I knew that's what God was calling me to do. So I had to get over this idea of not being liked or people thinking I was trying to create controversy. You know, whatever they think is fine. What I was after is what you're talking about, which was standing up for what's right and the truth. And so, yeah, through some Bible study, I had a revelation that, you know, we're called to be courageous and bold.
We are.
We're not supposed to be concerned about what other people think about us, only what God thinks about us. And if he's called us in this fight, we have to be obedient to that. Now, we have to speak the truth in love, and we have to love our enemies and all those things that aren't so easy to do. But when we do it that way, then we're going to get the blessings of God. And he's going to help us win these battles because he's the one fighting the battles for us. And he uses us, and we just have to be conduits.
We do. And we have to love people enough to tell them the truth, even our enemies, tell them the truth, but we cannot condone what they're doing. As we couldn't let a murderer walk the street, we shouldn't be letting sodomites walk the street to pervert our children. That should be the same kind of punishment for them. Well, the Bible says it is. Not, in my opinion, a murderer is not as guilty as a pedophile, because the pedophile is not only destroying the children's body, they're destroying their minds and hearts. Much more damage. So these are things that people don't sit down and think about. What they're doing to our children's minds and hearts is it affects your souls. I mean, to take somebody's life is awful, but to send somebody to hell because they warped their minds so bad, that's even worse. And it destroys their families. That's even worse. And I'm not afraid to say it. I don't care. Again, it makes them mad. You know, the ones that had Christ crucified was the so-called church of the day. You know that. They hate him. So, I mean, if everybody in the... If everybody loves you, especially even those that go to church, if they all love you, you're not doing something right. Because, I mean, if you can tell a man not just by his company, but by also who his enemies are. If you follow what I'm saying. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead. We'll get to phone calls in a minute. 844-769-2944. And don't forget to tell the folks a couple more times, too, how they can contact you and see what you're into.
Okay. So I just wanted to follow up with what you were saying about how horrible it is to harm children the way people are doing today, even worse than murder. So, you know, that's the reason that we started our project in March called the Millstone of the Month Award. And you referenced that scripture earlier. It's Matthew 18:6, and it says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea." That's serious language, and it's serious for good reason. And so, unfortunately, there are plenty of nominees for this award every month, but we try to select the one that caused the greatest harm that we can see during that month. But every month we're awarding what we say is the award you never want to receive, but calling attention to these bad people, these evil people that are going along with and promoting and implementing these harmful pedagogies with children.
Well, you know, we have, and I know this might make some people upset, but I can't help it. We have a lot of so-called Christian schools who go along with this also. I mean, they call themselves Christian schools, and they come from different denominations. I don't care, you know, they all, many of them are coming from different so-called Christian denominations that are letting the children be perverted in schools. We know where one young man in a Christian school was, it was a Catholic, so-called Catholic. The Catholics today are, the hierarchies are far from being Christians. But anyway, they actually kicked the boy out of school because he wouldn't wear a shirt by two sexes. Now, this is coming from a so-called conservative, supposedly Christian school. But now we haven't had the Pope come out and saying, you know, we need to kill old people, if we are against homosexuality, we're not basically not good people. This is what's happening to the world today, and we have pastors behind pulpits who are condoning this. And folks, condoning something doesn't mean simply that you actually are for it, If you don't stand against it, you're condoning it. I know I would say this, Sherry. If somebody was trying to harm you and your husband, and I saw it, and I didn't do anything, your husband wasn't there to help you, but I saw it, and I thought, well, I don't like this, but I'm not going to stop it. What kind of man would I be?
Oh, you're right. That's such a good analogy. And, you know, and it's a lot of parents, I think, in the past decade, you know, that are recognizing what's happening had pulled their kids out of government schools, but then they kind of insulated themselves against anything on the outside world. And it was very difficult for us to get homeschool parents involved years ago. Today it's much, much better. I think it's wonderful that there are so many moms that are involved and dads. We have a lot of dads involved in our movement who have pulled their kids out of school, but they still want to fight for the kids that are left behind. They want to fight for our culture. They're speaking out at school board meetings, even though they've already pulled their kids out. So I really applaud those parents and other citizens that are taking a stand.
Absolutely. Well, we have to understand that I'm on the radio tonight. My children are all grown. I have grandchildren. But I'm on the radio tonight. My children, by the way, come out of public school when they were younger. That's been many years ago. I didn't want them in there after what I saw, a few things I saw. But it's my duty now to also try to help the get children out of public schools now, even though my children are growing. That's still my duty because other children are being perverted and warped in their minds and souls. And they'll grow up to be adults who one day will make laws and run this country. And if we don't get to them when they're younger and try to get them out of these hell holes we call schools, then what are they going to do to our nation, to the future generations? If somebody doesn't help them now come out of this situation, what kind of mischief are they going to cause for our children's children?
That's right. And that's why I always say that, you know, not just parents. Everybody needs to be concerned about this issue.
I agree.
Because they are churning out little communist and Marxist and, you know, anti-Christian social justice warriors. I mean, that's what the government schools are churning out. And so Abraham Lincoln said that the philosophy of the classroom of one generation is the philosophy of the government of the next. So you can expect that in the next generation, if we aren't serious and stand up and fight, we're going to lose our freedom in this country. And that includes the freedom to worship. Believe me, that would come.
And what it's already started. It's already started. I mean, it's already started big time. We're seeing pastors, and I've seen in Canada, I've interviewed Pastor Pulaski, been arrested in jail several times already for his stand. But I see it also in this country. I think it was up in Michigan just a week or so ago, a young man on the street standing in front of a drag queen show in the park, and the cops arrested this young fella just for reading the Bible. I mean, this already started in America. America is just seeing the beginning of this. I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to turn this around as far as not stopping persecution. But we need, during persecution, we need to stand the strongest. Maybe we can at least help somebody and slow it down a little bit. But then this nation's already starting to turn against Christianity very strongly. I mean, we are the most hated group now, especially Caucasian Christians, because just because we're white, we're already bad people. But if you're a Christian, you're even worse than that. I have an email. I wrote an article put up on News with Views. If you get a chance, go to newswithviews.com. I got many articles on there written over the years. There are chapters in my books now. I just wrote an article about the fallacy of live and let live. This doesn't work that way. One fellow said, I don't mind Christians as long as they don't get too, not aggressive, but something. As long as they don't speak up too much, he doesn't mind Christians as long as they keep their mouth shut. That's what he said, basically along those lines. So, I mean, that's why they hated Christ. He wouldn't shut up. So, anyway, let's take a call from New Mexico. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
When I was a little kid, this is about the latter 50s. Guess what the movie they were showing in school?
When was back
in
the 50s?
Do you have an idea?
Back in the 50s?
Yep. We're talking about 58, 59.
I don't remember. I remember I was born then, but I don't remember what it was. What was it?
Well, they were showing sex education. And I mean triple X, trash.
Really? I did not know that. I didn't see it in schools I was, but I did not know that. How about that?
Then when I got put in special education, most of the people that was in that class were what you call, you familiar with the term ACDC?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Then one cousin of mine, he was back in the back room playing with dolls.
Wow. Did not know that. That kind of surprised me, but not in a sense. Not if you ever watched a movie called Fantasia. Disney's one of Disney's first movies back in the '40s, and you watch what's in that film, and they slow it down. You see all kinds of witchcraft and nudity in that film. By the way, I'm not making it up, folks. You can look for yourself.
We covered it in our Bible studies. The monster riding a roller coaster and it right past his window.
Yes, the window with a nude woman in it. Yes. Yep, that's it. That's one of them. That's one of them. It's for real, folks. This is nothing new, but it's gotten worse.
No, I feel a little bit worse than that. Are you familiar with the Popeye the Sailor Man song?
Popeye the Sailor Man, yeah.
Play it reverse. You would not want it. It says, I want to bleep.
I never done the reverse stuff, but that's interesting.
See, well, it used to be on YouTube, but they took it off of there.
Wow. Well, thanks for the call, Mick. It's interesting. I guess we started the cane a long time ago. They just got bolder out now. They don't even try to hide it. They just break out in the open now. Don't even try to hide it. Anything else you want to say? Okay, he's already going. So anyway, I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Disney, I'm sure you already know this, Sherry. Disney started out with some very filthy stuff clear back in the 40s, and now we're seeing the fruit of it in Disneyland Day, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, Walt Disney is just off the charts, woke. And I'm so proud of Governor Ron DeSantis for standing up to them and, telling them that they're no longer going to have the special privileges they have had in the past in his state because of their harm to children. So, you know, I'm actually taking my grandchildren to Florida. And we have a condo in Orlando. We're going in October, but we're seriously considering just avoiding Disney altogether and just taking in some of the other activities down there.
Yeah, good for you. Don't do it. Don't give them a dime. Don't give them a dime. Mm-hmm. Don't support them at all. I mean, I didn't know this until just about a year or so ago, but Disneyland was tax exempt. They had their own taxes. They weren't even under the authority of the state or the federal government. That's how corrupt it was.
Yeah, it's like amazing. They had their own little country carved out right there in Florida.
Okay. I just had a producer just text me and said, a caller wants you to give the website again.
Okay, great. You reminded me to do that, and I forgot. So our organization's website is USPIE, that's USPIE.org, and then the film's website is Truth and Lies, and that's spelled out Truth, A-N-D, Lies. Film.us.
Truth
Thank
and
you
lies,
for that.
Film.us. Okay. Well, that's
correct.
No problem. That's very important.
And
we want to get the word out.
Yeah, and let me throw this out about the film. So we're not in this film project to make money. It is for sale on that site and for rent, but we're granting permission to anyone who buys the DVD to show it in large groups. They don't have to have a special license to do that. We just want so much for people to see this information that we're granting that permission to anyone who buys the DVD. So we recommend that you get a church group together or a group in your committee and your community. You know, you can just have your neighbors over and watch it together and then follow it with some discussion. The movie's only about an hour long, so it makes a good opportunity to watch it together with other people and then have a discussion about it. And we even have cast members that are available to come out and help you with a screening and do a Q&A session with your community if you're interested in that.
Wow. And how much is the film?
Well, the DVD is $19.95, and I believe you can stream it for $14.95, and you can rent it for $3.95.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, and the website for that again is?
truthandliesfilm.us.
All right, folks. There you go. I mean, there you go. I would love to get that to show it to our little fellowship and our church fellowship. You know, in our Bible study, we do a lot of things. Well, we do several things differently. The 1 hour of the program, we call it Christian Worldview News. I take what's happening in the world today. I take Scripture and put it together and show where we are in time. It's like New Testament prophecy, not for telling the future as far as dates, whatever, but show what's coming next because we see where we are now. We know where we're going to be next. And we've done that now for many, many, many years. And then the second hour, we had to get into Bible studies and different discussions. And sometimes I had guests come on by Zoom. We talked to them by Zoom. And this is sent all across the world by computer. I call it, we're on TV, but it's all computers all over the world. And people watch it all over the world. And I'm so humbled by that. But the fact is, getting the truth out, I know that we're changing some minds. I know we're reaching people. I know we are. I know that we're trying to make some headway in some areas. But the battle is not slacking up, Sherry. It's actually getting hotter, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. I do know what you mean. And, you know, those of us who are in the battle, we have to be in constant prayer. We have to stay in God's Word. We have to surround ourselves with godly counsel because we know that the enemy is not happy with what we're doing. And
oh, no.
He's going to come against us. But we can, if we stay faithful to God and obedient to His Word and stay steeped in His Word, then we can count on God to keep us safe and protect us. But we just have to be mindful that that has to be first in our lives.
And that is something that we sometimes tend to forget. Folks, we get so wrapped up in the battle, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But we have to keep remembering that Christ is our shield, is our commander. He's everything we need. He's a refuge, everything we need to do battle. We have to trust Him through the Holy Spirit teaching us and guiding us every day. This is not something we can do on our own at all. So I understand getting hyper about it and want to jump in and do things, but you got to pray things through and then stand up as Christ says to stand the way He wants you to stand. And I have to tell you what, sometimes, Sherry, taking a stand on these issues is not always comfortable for the flesh, is it?
No, it's not. It's not easy. People, you know, no one wants to be disliked or, you know, attacked and called names, and that happens to me a lot. And you know, recently, a couple months ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center came out with a list of organizations that they call hate organizations, and our organization was listed as one of those. And so,
good for you.
This list. Well, yeah, badge of honor is what I say, right? Badge of honor.
Amen.
But the problem is, these lists are reviewed by Antifa types and the people that just, you know, want to harass you and harm you in some ways. I mean, our Illinois PI president has had Antifa call his employer and try to get him fired from his job because he's on the this SPLC list. He's been labeled a domestic terrorist and has trouble flying when he wants to board a plane. He has all kinds of problems. And so these organizations that are attacking us do cause us problems in our lives. And so we just have to, you know, rely on the Word and know that God says we should thank Him for our trials for all the many reasons that it explains. And we just have to stay faithful and continue to be courageous and bold. And our Illinois PI president is the epitome of that. He just keeps on trucking and doesn't let anybody slow him down.
Amen. Well, I made a statement one time, and I put in one of the books I've written, and I said that it's impossible, and this is a key word, impossible for a righteous man or woman, but I say righteous man, it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. A righteous individual cannot and will not tolerate evil in his presence. He will stand against it.
Amen.
And that's just the way it is. I mean, we read about Lot, and his soul was vexed at what he saw around him. If you're living in the world today, and you call yourself a Christian, and your soul is not vexed, if you're not tormented day and night by what's going on, there's something wrong with it, with your spiritual walk. And that's just the way it is. Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, so it reminds me of the love definition in Corinthians, and it just kind of popped out at me recently. You know, it lists all of these things that love is, and one of them says that love does not stand for injustice, and that's my paraphrase. but it certainly says that. So
Amen.
When we talk about loving our enemies and walking in love and all that, we have to remember that part of love is not standing for injustice.
I agree. And that's going to make enemies. It's going to make true enemies. And, you know, I mean, that's just that's going to happen. And we're required to defend ourselves against those enemies if necessary. And, you know, I haven't had a death threat now for several years. I must be backslidden. I haven't anybody threatened me for a long time. But I've had wheels fall off my cars. I've had both thyroid ends come loose from the car at the same time. I've had all kinds of things happen over the years. But, you know, all that to me, it's like saying stick 'em to a dog. You do that, and I'm excited because I know I'm on the right track. And that's why we, as Christians, we cannot fear what man can do to us. And if we start drawing flack, then we're over the target. Drop the bomb, boys. I mean, we're doing the right thing. Don't back off. Don't back down. And don't apologize for telling the truth. Apologies for telling the truth makes you a weak individual. Don't apologize for telling the truth. Tell the truth in love, like you said, but tell the truth and don't back off from it. And we're about out of time here, Sherry. This has been fun. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. I do appreciate your time, your efforts. And don't think that you're all alone. I mean, people out here do care about what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor Butch. I always enjoy talking with you. You're such an encourager. And I just pray that your listeners will really take to heart what it is we've talked about tonight and take action on it. I pray that they will go to our website, uspi.org, and sign up to stay informed, check out our chapters, and help us start a chapter if you don't have one, and go to the film's website, truthandliesfilm.us, and order your DVD and share it with people you know. We've got to get people informed and educated about this matter.
And if you ever come a few hours north, let me know. We'll put on a pot of beans and a pan of cornbread. How's that?
That sounds great. I'd love to meet you in person and break bread with you.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I mean, that's an open invitation. And if you're ever this way, you don't come by, I'm going to be upset with you. So let me know if you get up this way, okay?
Okay, I certainly will.
All right, sweetheart. You have a great, great evening. And we'll talk in the future. If you need anything, you know where I am. Give me a holler.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Bush. Good night.
God bless, sweetheart. Good night. Folks, we're down about the last minute. I want to tell you, again, we're doing our best. And for the glory of God, this is not about me. And it's really not about you. It's about God's will in our lives. We've got to stand for the truth. America's not going to be turned around as a nation. But individuals can be reached. They can be reached. That's our duty as believers. Please stand. And if you don't mind, stand with us, okay? We need your help financially. We truly do. I love you. I mean that. We'll see you in the office tomorrow. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. Have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.